There we go. All right. I think we got back there. Get back with John, Kathy, Don, and Dave. So get Dave this tech information and see if that satisfies him, because you've been wanting it for months. Well, the reason, Dave, if you're still listening, I'm sure you are, they don't make any medical claims. They're not making any claims here, okay? So it's kind of a new field. My feeling is on this research article, if there was any real negatives, somebody in 10 years or since it was written would have come up with something else that buttresses that, and that was the only thing anybody could find. And again, the variables were spelled out. What was the intensity? How long was it on it? Et cetera, et cetera. So there's things we don't know. You know, I'm beginning to sound like Donald Rumsfeld. There's knowns and there's unknowns, and there's knowns and unknowns and we're unknowns, you know, all that stuff. So anyway, what I know is that people that get it and use it, it works on the vast majority of the folks, get some kind of relief from some ailment they'd have. And the company puts out the precautions, don't use it here, don't do this with it, don't use it and take a shower for 4 hours because it negates the effects of the wand, et cetera, et cetera. So they're putting out some guidelines of usage.
Don't use it pregnant.
Yeah,
don't. On the baby.
Dave, don't use it on your silicone breast implants. That's what I'm going to tell you. Sam, was there anybody else in the queue there? Sherry in Arkansas. We've been wanting to talk to her for weeks. Come on, Sherry.
Hi, Roger. Hi, John and Kathy.
Hi, Sherry.
I have a question. Oh, my dog does not like the wand.
Yeah,
like he doesn't like
don't.
The vacuum or anything like that.
Well,
It got knocked out of my hand, and it hit the carpet. But how would you know if the crystal is broken or not?
Because glass would come out.
Clean it up, glass. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't have to do that. So
on some of the animals that are scared of noises, and I know that's a common with some people. Well, some folks have reported just using it on low and blowing it on the hindquarters of their dog, and they didn't seem to mind that as much. So do the water for the animal always and see if you could sneak it up on them from behind in the low position.
I'll try that. But I have been doing their water. And they were apprehensive because he watched me wand it. And I wanded my water, and I showed him I was drinking it. And it took him a minute, but he went over and drank it, and they seemed to like it. So,
you know what? There's a trick with animals. When they get thirsty enough, they'll drink it.
True enough. All right. I won't keep you, but thank you so much. I'm so relieved that it didn't get broken.
All right, well, why we still got you? What personal results have you had using it? Any that are noticeable for you?
Yes. Kind of don't want to talk about it. I have a little fat pocket on my thigh. And
okay.
But it is diminishing. So,
oh, well.
And I haven't been very diligent about using it because of my dog.
Yeah.
And I wear contacts. So.
Yeah, you don't. I'm going to take the contacts out if you're going to do your eyes.
Correct.
Okay. So,
but I do behind my ears and everything with them in.
Right.
I just don't do my face.
Yeah, just
my
don't
eye
do
area.
Because it'll dry, even though you got your eyelids closed, it probably can potentially dry that out. And I know dry contacts can be problems for folks. So just take them out before you use it if you use it on your eyes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you all.
What part of Arkansas are you in, Sharon?
North Central.
North Central. Okay. Well,
Shoals Lake area.
Okay. Like Heber Springs?
Not sure where that's at.
Okay. Somewhere north of Little Rock. Okay. Well thanks
Bull
for calling.
Shoals straddles Missouri and Arkansas.
All right.
There in the central part.
Okay.
So, just south of Branson.
Okay, well, good luck with your wand and good luck with your dog, and see if you can sneak it up on his hindquarters and see if that helps him.
Absolutely. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Sam, was there anybody else in line? Okay, we're clear now. So, John, Kathy, Don, y'all got anything to add here?
No, I think that about covers everything we need to talk about today. We need to get going anyway.
Right. I know you're
we're still far behind.
Well, I appreciate y'all coming on. And if anybody wants to get in on this 2-for-1 special, you got about 5 hours left. Don't dilly-dally. Send an email to Town Crier, TOWNCRYR, spell phonetically, at USA.com. John and Kathy will feel that, and they'll, if you'll give them a little time, they'll do their very best to get this order in under the deadline for you and for RBN, okay?
Absolutely,
does that sound? Thank you to Don for coming on and giving us the story.
Yeah, thanks, Don. He's got some fascinating stories of his upbringing, and you'll have to have him on as a different type of guest.
There's a story because, you know what, he helped me understand, because I was in Vietnam in 69, you know, and then shortly in the 70s it went down. Don's got a harrowing story of escape from Vietnam.
Yes, he does.
You weren't, right? Don, you weren't one of the people hanging on the helicopter landing thing, were you? Getting out of the embassy.
No, I didn't. I mean, my family didn't go through that route. We had to take the South of China route, the sea. Uh-huh. And, it was very harrowing, like John said. Yeah,
I can only imagine. Well, we're glad you made it safe. Sounds like your whole family made it, which is a godsend. And please,
keep
involved with our regular show. And any of these responses from your family, I'd love to hear about, especially the skeptical ones. I love to see the skeptical ones.
Yes. Sure, I will provide that in the future, and I will see them, in the next coming week. So,
okay, great, Don. Well, thanks for joining us on the show tonight and telling your story, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Roger.
You're very welcome.
For allowing me.
Great. John, Kathy, you guys, I know you got stuff to do and you're a little bit snowed under. You're like the old proverbial butcher. You're a little behind in your work there. So go on off and take care of business, and I'll see you all tomorrow, okay?
Sounds great. All right. Y'all have a nice rest of your evening.
Thank you. Right. Igualmente, as we say in South America. Same to you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to get back on track on our regular stuff, and I'm going to also open the phone lines if anybody's got questions or comments about all that. But I'll start in on, I think, this letter that a lot of people are getting. And quite frankly, it's a piss-poor attempt of drafting a letter from the State Department, okay, first of all. If I stress around here at our place, probably more so, learn the material. Your freedom's in learning the material. Everything that positive is going to come out of what we do in helping people attain their freedom comes out of you learning the information. You don't have to learn it as well as I do. I've been immersed in this for 30 years. You're not going to learn that overnight. But you can, because of the time that I have spent in this. And my overriding goal over the whole time was to try and simplify this where people could understand it easily and uptake the information easily. Okay? The information and having command of it is where your freedom is. I mean, I've said that I don't know how many times, because I know it's true. When you file, if you hear about this and you want to go file an affidavit and send it off to the Secretary of State, and the world doesn't change, folks, people aren't going to stop you on the street and congratulate you on your freedom. Even if you try and explain it to people, most people are just going to go straight over their head, even when you do it simply, because they're enslaved in their minds, okay? So the point is, the world doesn't change. So if there's going to be any changes, it's got to be you. And as I've said, I don't do stuff for money, okay? If I was going to do stuff for money, I'd have been charging y'all for this for 12 and a half years. And outside of personal consultations, if somebody wants my private time on the side and wants their hand held, I'm going to charge them for it, okay? I don't charge them much, all right, but I charge them for it. But I don't do it publicly. And part of the charge of charging people for personal consultations is to try and force people on the radio to ask their questions so that everybody learns at the same time. Okay, and it doesn't matter if you've been around this information. What seems to happen is every time you're exposed to it again, you see something you didn't see before. And I think the reason for that is as people get more accustomed and comfortable with the information, and something else that they've seen two or three times or more will come back around, but their perspective has changed because they've grown. So in a sense, it doesn't matter how many times you hear this stuff. Most people at some point are picking new things out of there. You know, how do you get better at anything in this life? Drill, practice, rehearse. I mean, that's the only way you get better at anything, drill, practice, rehearse. If you don't learn the information, then nothing changes, and you don't change, because it's the information that changes you. It's the information that starts your re-empowerment process. You're moving back under something you've never experienced in your whole life up to this point, and that's your moving back under God-given laws and connection with your Creator. You haven't had that because this fraudulent system, they took that away from you at birth. It basically, in the big picture here, Esau, Edom stole his birth, tricked you, stole his birthright back. I mean, that's what's going on, really. But so you don't learn the information, nothing happens. The world doesn't change. You don't change. That's my problem with charging people. And I know there's a number of people out there that are teaching some semblance of truth here. They don't have the whole truth. They don't know in a lot of real key areas what they're talking about, in my opinion. Some of them border on being a charlatan, quite frankly. Okay? And so they're charging people to do this, sometimes thousands of dollars to do it for you. Well, if you pay somebody thousands of dollars to do this for you, you're not going to go to study because you paid somebody a bunch of money to do it for you. If you got any problems, you're going to bird dog them over to him. Her, whoever's doing it, okay? And so you don't really have true freedom because you don't understand what you did. You can't, if you're challenged, you can't stand up and rebut it. You can't be a belligerent claimant because you don't have command of the information. If what my teacher told us so long ago is correct, and I know it is, the only way I can protect my liberty is to help you protect yours. And so once you get into this, you've got that burden too. So if you're going to go tell anybody about it or try and explain it to anybody that even wants to know, you can't do that because you haven't learned the information yourself. You don't have the information input there. So as the empowerment, the re-empowerment process starts, where you're getting re-empowered with this connection back to God and His rights and owing Him the duties, that's not going to happen because you haven't learned the information. All that comes from learning the information. When this ship goes down, it's not going to be salvaged. You can't salvage this ship called the United States. It's too far gone. We're going to have to rebuild. Okay? So down the line, when it comes time to rebuild, you don't know the information. You can't help other people understand it. You can't go in and help other people try and close the loopholes that they've driven an 18-wheeler through to do this to us. Okay? So if you don't learn the information, nothing happens. All right? It's just like a saying we had when I was in the music industry. The Warner Brothers guys came out with this. They used to come out with little buttons and stuff all the time. And they came out with a button that said, a terrible thing happens if you don't promote. Nothing. A terrible thing happens if you don't learn the information. Nothing. You don't change. You don't grow. You can't explain it to anybody. You can't add anything down the line when that knowledge is going to come in unbelievably valuable. And so that's why I do this the way I do. And what I tell people, in all honesty, the way you pay me is not with money. The way you pay me is by learning and having command of the information. That's the payment I ask for. And I'm sure a lot of people don't do it. You know, unfortunately, they file the paper, they're free, and they go on about their life until they get a letter. And then when they get one of these letters, man, they got an email in my email box. Can you help me address this, please? Well, you shouldn't have any problem when you're addressing it. The letter's so piss poorly written that it's got so many holes in it, it's like Swiss cheese. If you've learned the information at all, you should be able to respond to that without tugging on my coattails all the time. Hell, I gave you your freedom. You want me to hold your hand, walk you down the path further? Okay, it's your freedom. Learn the information. Get command of the information. That's how all of us get strong. That way we're all strong individuals and we're all strong in a collective. Okay, and it's super important, folks. All right. And I don't know. I know the power of this information. I know our enemies are scared to hell of it, or else they wouldn't put out these piss poor letters like people are getting right now. Okay. And I know that if we could ever, and maybe on God's timing, I've turned it over to the big guy, you know, I've pushed, I've pulled, I've begged, I've sent, I've done all that stuff to all these bigger people, and I can't get anybody's attention. I understand why. They're involved with surface issues and a jab and an election and treason and all the other stuff that they're doing to us right now, and they're involved with those surface issues. Well, all those things right there are a result of this. All of it are a result of this system where they made you an object of their property rights, and they use you to collateralize your income, your future income. There's the whole basis of the monetary system. You know, there is no money. There's only future collateralized labor. And that's what the whole world game is right there, okay? So the whole basis of the monetary system, the world reserve currency and everything else is right here. The fact that you're an object of their property rights in this fraudulent scam, and they can collateralize your future income and sick the IRS on you to get it. The other side of it is, because they've got an object of property rights on you, you're basically a voluntary serf, they've got a whole administrative state of all these unelected bureaucrats that take the legislation that your representative passes, they get it over in there in their little building, and they turn the whole meaning of the thing around 100 degrees and issue a public policy regulation for the serfs. Well, if you go through this, you're relieved from that too. Okay? So this is the basis of all of it right here, and it's just, it's aggravating, it's frustrating for me, because I know what this is and how powerful it is, you know. We played last week in the last hour of the show the experience just recently in Colorado with Sarah, an Arkansas girl, and their rebellious teenage daughter. They're from Louisiana. They'd visited North Dakota. They'd ended up trying to repair an estranged relationship with her husband's brother out in Colorado. The rebellious daughter runs away, says she's taken a whole bottle of Tylenols. She gets stuck up in a children's hospital there out in one of the suburbs of Denver. And the psychiatrist has already interviewed her by the time the parents get there. And in Colorado at 12 years old, you can sign all this stuff. It's California, too. Okay, you can sign all this stuff and give all this stuff away where there's no other instance where somebody below the age of majority can do stuff like that, except now, okay, in these particular areas. So the psychologist comes in, psychiatrist, whatever she was, got all these papers clutched to her chest and says, tells the mother, said, well, I've already talked with her this morning and got her to sign all this stuff. Well, wait a minute, Miss Psychiatrist. We're nationals, and she's a national, and I want to talk to the administrator of your hospital, and I mean right now, okay? They get in a meeting. It was very interesting that Sarah told us there was three attorneys in the meeting. So whoever the administrator was thought it was serious enough they brought three staff attorneys into the meeting, a couple of other people. They talk with Sarah and the husband. She shows them the affidavit, presents them with it, says, we're nationals. They go, please leave the room. 5 minutes later, they come out and say, you're free to go. That's the power of this, folks. Sarah knew the information. She had command of the information. She stood right up in front of three attorneys, the administrator of that hospital, and said, no, no, no. You got no jurisdiction here. And I'm sure after they left the room and the attorneys informed them that if they would have proceeded with Sophia, the daughter, on this thing, they would have lost their cloak of immunity because they're acting outside their delegated responsibilities. And Children's Hospital there in the Denver area would have been liable for a huge lawsuit on top of all the individuals that made the decision and commenced with that line of strategy. They all become personally liable also. 5 minutes, three attorneys. Free to go. So don't tell me this doesn't work, folks. I've been seeing it work for 12 and a half years. But you don't see real victory things like this with Sarah very often because people don't come into those situations.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Let's get back to the business at hand. Thank you, Sam. Or did we have some callers come in there? Good. Erson? I'll find it. Erson, stick him on. Erson, that's an unusual name. How are you? Erson.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now, there you are. Okay. Hey, Erson.
Hi, Roger. You were kind enough to let me ask you a couple of questions. I think 2 months ago on your regular show.
Yeah.
And so I'm naturalized 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
And I sent my affidavit.
Erson, what's your country of origin, just for my
Turkey.
Curiosity? Oh, okay. Good. Happy to get out of there, were you?
Well, I came to L.A. to work in the film business, so it was sort of if I want to work in entertainment where it's the capital of entertainment globally, then L.A. was my destination.
Right. Turkey has become a real important piece of ground these days geopolitically.
Yeah, and always has been. Has been. It's so I sent my affidavit to Blinken in mid-November.
Yeah.
Haven't gotten the green card back yet, but
did you get a letter? Have you got their little love letter lately?
I did not get anything, actually.
Okay, well, don't be surprised if you get one. Don't freak out. It's full of crap. Yeah. But go ahead.
I have the tracking and I know they've received it, but I haven't gotten the green card yet. But in the meantime, I also hit up my employer on Friday to talk to them about being with for them to stop withholding federal and state taxes.
Right.
And essentially, I'm hitting a little resistance there because they don't understand anything about this.
What happens with employers that I found over the years is that they're more scared of the IRS than you are. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I think you're probably meeting some resistance there. We've had a couple of different approaches to this. The guy that has done more work on it than anybody else on our regular program is Joe from New Jersey, and he's got his own Rumble channel, and he does videos and stuff over there. And one of the documents he's found to apply here is a W-8-B-E-N. Now, you'd have to go consult him. This is not – forms and stuff is not my area of expertise, and I've been out away. IRS and I hadn't danced in many decades, okay? So it's not something I keep up with. But we just heard the other day that somebody wouldn't accept a W-8-B-E-N, and they said just file a regular W-4 and write tax-exempt on it, federally tax-exempt. So I it must depend to some extent on the employer, too.
Yeah, my employer, the administrator, the president, is the administrator. They outsource the payroll to a company called Zenefits, and they do all the withholding and all that.
Right.
And so he said, "Well, I mean, I don't know if you the IRS has rules about this, and I don't know if you qualify." I said, "Well, I qualify because I filed my affidavit with the Secretary of State. I sent him a scanned copy of it, and."
Right.
He said, "Well, I need to see if this qualifies. I'll have to have an attorney or HR specialist review. Unfortunately, we are on the hook for the validity of this, and we've never dealt with this before."
Of course you haven't. It's new. Since you've got an outside source doing all that stuff, you probably ought to talk directly to them and not the president. And deal with them if you can bypass him, because you're going to have to go in and educate him, which may not be a bad deal. You know, that's what we're kind of in, is the education business here. But I would think the actual withholding and stuff should go to the subsidiary that's handling that. They would understand it far better than him. And contact them, ask them what you want to do, send them a copy of the affidavit, and say, "Would you rather me write tax exempt on a W-4, or would you rather me submit a W-8-BEN and go through that process?" That's the way you might approach it.
So the issue there is that everything, first of all, I can't write exempt on W-4 because everything is online through the web browser. And the president of the company is the guy who makes those decisions, who makes the exemption withholding decisions. So, I'm going to have to find a way to convince him or persuade him or educate him a little bit.
Right. Well, you can go in and use the IRS's jurisdictional statement. That's at 26 CFR 1.1-1A, the thing we talk about all the time on my program, and show him there's only two statuses, citizen of the United States or resident, and this mysterious non-resident alien character that only owes responsible for two sections of the code. And you're going to have to educate him that that's the national that you've submitted this application and that they've just changed it here to fool everybody and be international thieves the way the IRS is. They're just fraud. They're just a bunch of thugs.
You said non-resident alien?
Yes, that's what it says.
Okay.
That's what the IRS identifies this as in their jurisdictional statement in the regulations as a non-resident alien. Now, the way they're using that, you're non-resident to the residency of the 14th Amendment, and you're alien from federal citizenship. We got music coming up, another break. Hold on, and we'll get you on the other side, okay? See you in a minute. Okay. Go ahead, Sam. Hype her up.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hang potted down here. Let's get back to business. We're talking with a gentleman from California. I've forgotten your name. Could you pronounce it again for me?
Absolutely. It's Erson.
Erson. It's an unusual name is the reason I didn't tag it. I want to use your call here as an example of what I was talking about earlier, okay? And when I just told you that, you obviously, from your voice, weren't familiar with that jurisdictional statement of the IRS, okay? It's critically important, all right? And the illustration, I'm not going to shame you. I'm just going to use you as an example here, is, see, you can't get in front of the president of the company and explain this to him because you didn't understand it yourself completely. So you didn't have command of it. And that is what I'm trying to preach to people. Get command of the information. So when you want to do something, like see if you can get out of withholding and the thieves up there, and the guy asks you a question, so you can explain it to him. If you can't, you're not really free. Because the paper doesn't give you the freedom, the information and the command of it does. And the ability to be in situations like that and show, well, let me show you what this is. Okay? You ever heard of the Jim Crow laws? Of course, naturalized. You know, probably don't have all this historical, but Americans do. Remember the Jim Crow laws? Yeah. Well, they've set up a system where they tricked us all into being Jim Crow. I mean, that's how complex this is. Okay. Now, the details of stuff, yes, it's very confusing the way they've done it. But the overall concept's very simple. Okay. But if you don't have command of those concepts, you're not really free. When you got to call Roger and how to answer a letter or do this, then you haven't learned the information. So I'm not picking on you. I'm just using it as an illustration. Okay?
No worries. I'm also asking you to repeat something because I'm taking notes at the same time on my computer.
Right. What do you want me to repeat?
That section? No. I mean, I just wanted to double check that you said that there's two statuses, one citizen, the other one's non-resident alien. I just wanted to make sure I took that.
Well, it's the way you approach that. Somebody like your boss, okay? And you get that section of the code, and that's the IRS's jurisdictional statement. It's on the front page, top right, when you open up the front cover, okay? And the first thing you do, if you're going to try and explain it to him, is you go, I'd like to see if we can start on common ground, right? So you go, see if I can get you to agree with this statement. There's only two political statuses. You're either free or you're a slave. What do you think he's going to say?
That we're free.
Well, he's going to say, no, I didn't ask. We're not there yet. I said, there's only two political statuses. You're either a slave or you're a free man. Well, there aren't any other ones, so I'm assuming you're going to get agreement out of him, or else he's just obstinate and you're not going to get anywhere with him, okay? So when you get that agreement, now you bring up that section I just quoted out of the Code of Federal Regulations, 1.1-1, parentheses, small a. That's their jurisdictional statement. Now, that statement reads, an income tax is owed by all individuals who are citizens of the United States or residents, and to the extent of 871B and 877B, all non-resident alien individuals. So you point that out to him. And if you've done any preparatory work, you go, well, we know a citizen of the United States is the political status they gave to black slaves after the Civil War. And residence is right here in the 14th Amendment, too. So we know what the slave category is. The non-resident alien's got to be the free one just by matter of deduction.
Right.
But that's something people have to work with and get in their minds and understand and have a command of, as I'm fond of saying, so that when you do get in these situations, you can pop that right out and it's totally natural. Well, let me show you why. Boom. And the more you practice it, the better you're going to get at it. That's why I encourage people, you want to learn this information? You want to learn this information? Go teach it to other people. You're going to see real quick the holes that you have, and you go back and repair those holes, and you find somebody else to teach it to. And you're better at it the second time, and you'll find the holes there, and you go do it again your third time. If you want to learn the information, start teaching it to people, folks. That's the way you're going to learn the very quickest. Because it
That's
puts
a great
you on
point.
Okay? And it helps us strengthen. You're spreading it to other folks. We get more free individuals. We're all stronger collectively. Okay? So it's nothing but positives that comes out of that. Nothing. But you're not really free if you don't have command of the information. So that would be my suggestion to you. Go try that and see how far you get. And if you still got problems, you know, call back in. You call back in during the week if you're not working on our regular program. Okay?
Cool. Before I go, I wanted to ask you one more question. Is there anything else that I need to do because I have been naturalized, or I just follow the same steps that any U.S.-born person would do?
14th Amendment says all persons, and that's legal persons, all persons born or naturalized. Now, it's interesting.
Okay.
Before the 14th Amendment, when they naturalized people, they did it in the states, not in D.C. After the 14th Amendment, and they switched this whole thing over to a federalist-type system, everybody's naturalized through D.C., okay? Now, I'm going to tell you a case that came up. One of our good students dug it up. I was never heard of it before. We talked about it Friday, I think, on the show, or Saturday. And the case is Afrahim V. Rusk. It's A-F-R-O-Y-I-M, I believe is how it's spelled. Afrahim. It's spelled kind of like it sounds, okay? A-F-R-O-Y-I-M, I believe. Okay. Now, Afrahim was a Hungarian Jew. This was in 1968, so it's relatively recent. So in 1968, Afrahim immigrated from Hungary to the U.S., and he went through the naturalization process like you did. Okay. And then after he was naturalized, they caught Afrahim voting in an Israeli election. and they went to try and take his rights away, which there was a precedent in the Supreme Court from 1958 that they could do. And he took that case up and challenged that decision. And the Supreme Court came back and said, you can't take his rights away. They overturned the earlier decision, and they said, you can't take Afrahim's rights away. Do you understand why? Now, they didn't say this in the case, but I can tell you underlying reason is because everything's got to be voluntary. He had moved from Hungary and volunteered into these rights, the only way he could get them, and the only way he can get rid of them is to volunteer out of them. But what they didn't tell Afrahim that they knew at the time was that he could go move over here and be a national. They didn't tell him that. But the court said you can't take his rights, and the reason is because he has to give them away to get rid of them. So very interesting, especially revolving around naturalized persons. Okay?
I will look this up. Thank you.
No difference, okay? No difference in you and somebody that's natural born, all right?
Great. Thank you for reassuring me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Call back if you got any problems. Let us know. Go study the information and learn it, okay? Get command of it. You don't have to learn it jot and tittle. Just get commands of the concepts.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's very valid, that if I'm able to explain it to someone else, then that just essentially shows that I'm learning it myself.
Yeah, exactly, and you find out real quick what you don't understand when you're trying to explain it to them, and you go back and study that, fill in the holes, and the next person you talk to, you know it. You know, best way to learn this is to teach it, and you're talking to somebody that learned it that way, okay, years ago. Been teaching it ever since. So thanks for calling in. I think I've got a couple other callers here I want to get to. So thank you, though, and good luck.
Great. Have a nice evening, Roger.
Thank you. Same to you. Good luck with El Presidente, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Who's next, Sam? Oh, Sam. I think there's a couple people in the queue there. Sam will get Murr in Wisconsin. Well, if I'd have known it was Murr, we'd have had her on 15 minutes ago. Hey, Murr.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, Erson, come to the Jitsi meet. Go to thematrixdocs.com, D-O-C-S, and you'll find all the information how to get there. But you'll have fun. There's sometimes almost 100 people in there, but we can participate and listen, and you just can't go over this stuff enough. Case in point, just after my show, I got an email from someone interested in how this is done, and I realized how much it is not that easy to explain, even if you think you know it. And I didn't try to explain it a whole lot. I just told them where to find information and come join us like I'm asking you to do. But on my show, I just want to tell you, Roger, okay. Let me tell you this, and I'll get out of your hair here pretty quick. But Friday, okay. I called into the Dankoff Report, and Patrick Slattery was guest hosting, and was telling him about the national and everything, and we went to break, and when we came back, I didn't hear this. I don't know if if I wasn't on or what, but he asked if I was a sovereign. And when I listened to the archive, I thought, oh, my dear, because I'm just calmly telling him about a national after, and he's saying, oh, you can go to jail if you don't pay taxes and for the rest of your life. And when I realized he had said sovereign, I thought, oh, no, well, I have to make amends. So on my show, I brought that up, and then I had Sam play Sarah's story. So there's another place people can find it, if you just look on my archive for today. So we went through that and then talked about it a little bit. But it's very important, and especially that story, because it's so exemplary of why this is important.
It's one of the better real-life testimonials we've gotten back, because here's the thing. We had a guy on our program, I don't know, a couple of years ago. He's an actor from the West Coast. His name was Ryan. And he had been studying some other folks, and he stumbled onto us. And he came on the first time. He said, well, do you have any success stories?
Right.
Going to a network meeting and waving around a copy of your check, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it, and I answered Ryan. Says, well, not really, that I could think of right off the bat. And the reason, as I thought about it more, is because everybody does what you ask them to do for the most part.
Right. And if things are running smooth, you hear complaints more than like this woman on TikTok that wasn't doing it right, but wanted the attention apparently of whatever. Anyway, so yeah. But as far as good stories, this would be one for him. But I remember Ryan. He came in with Paget, kind of, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And he got mad, and we hadn't heard from him since. But, right. You know, this was a true success story. And Sarah was in the crosshairs. She maintained her cool. She knew the information. She went into the meeting with three attorneys in the administration, plopped down her paperwork, said, "You don't have any jurisdiction over me or her. We're nationals." They said, "Please leave the room for 5 minutes." They came out and said, "You're free to leave." That's pretty – let me tell you what, folks. CPS is getting mighty active these days. If anybody else has any stories of how they've extricated a child from the grasp of these monsters, you let me hear about it, because I don't hear about it success stories in that area.
Yeah, this is the only foolproof way. Yeah. And with Ryan, I've got to say, and especially being this time of year or any time of year, and some others, they blaspheme Christ. And that's why they're gone, because they don't want to hear any repercussions about that. And when I was growing up, you don't do that. I mean, you don't curse in front of elders. You know, it was a whole different decorum, right? But especially you don't blaspheme Christ. I don't care who you are. That's just common knowledge. And people do it all the time now and say he didn't exist and all this other nonsense. So
that's
what happened with there.
Unfortunate incident, but now if he comes back around, we got a success story for him. So
Lamar,
I got a couple of callers backed up here. I want get to everybody. Thanks for checking in, sweetie. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? All right, murder's gone. Sam, who's next in the crosshairs? Wes in Wisconsin. I've spoken to Wes before because I remember Wes from Wisconsin. Hey, Wes.
How you doing today, Roger?
I'm hanging in there. How about you, Wes?
Doing pretty good. Getting blurrier by the day, but that's about it. Thought I was had 3 points I thought I would mention. First off, I started trying to call in earlier when you were on with John and Kathy. Is it
right?
And it was mentioned about people in neuropathy in the feet and whatnot. Well,
it seems to really do well on neuropathy type situations, and I can tell you my mother's story. Okay. My mom's 94 years old. I sent her a wand when I first got into this. When I first heard about it, I was calling her saying, "Well, I'm hearing about this thing that may really help folks, you know." So I've got into it, sent her one. And she was to the point where her feet were so bad she couldn't literally walk some days, all right? Bad arthritis in her lower legs. She gets the wand. I mean, the pain's gone almost immediately, which is fantastic, okay? But she kept using it on her feet, and here about 2 weeks ago, she had an incident where she had to go to the doctor in the morning, and because she's blind, and we have a person that helps her that's got power of attorney over all that stuff. And so they took her. It was about a two-hour wait, and then she'd lost a heater. Our house got hit with Hurricane Michael real bad, and so everything was moved and boxed, and she's blind, and the heater was lost from the upstairs bathroom, you know. And so it's getting cold, and she gets out of the shower, and she's cold, so she wants another heater. Well, the girl that was helping her said, "Well, I saw one like you want over here at Sam's or something," and they go over, and she goes, "Well, I think I saw it over another place cheaper," and so they go over and go shopping. Anyway, she said, "Roger, I didn't get home till sundown." She'd left at 7:45 in the morning. She said, "I didn't get home till sundown, and I spent the entire afternoon on my feet, and there's no way I could have done that before the wand."
Yep. Yep,
okay.
It definitely does good, because I've been using it more on my feet and lower legs, and a friend of mine who has just recently passed used to say that about different things. He always would say, "Well, it beats the alternative." He wanted to keep away from the root side. He wanted to stay on the green side of the grass.
Glad you're having good luck. Did you have a question about it or anything, Wes?
Well, I had a couple other comments I was going to make. One, my wife and I both in the last couple of weeks have gotten the Cuckoo Cuckoo Mrs. Robinson letters.
Oh, Mrs. Robinson has corresponded with you. How lucky you are.
Well, I'm going to be
We're working on a new letter to send back to them.
Well, we're going to cook up something to send back to them. I mean, it's just, honestly, it's sophomoric, that letter that they sent out. For the audience that doesn't know what we're talking about, they're sending it out to everybody. Whether you've just submitted a naked affidavit, whether you submitted a FOIA request to see if your affidavit was in your administrative file, or whether you've, some people haven't even applied for a passport, period. And they get this letter saying, well, as a citizen of the United States, you're asking us to attach something to an existing passport. Well, these people hadn't even ordered a passport. We're not a citizen of the United States. Obviously, you've got the affidavit already, Mrs. Robinson. Cuckoo, ca-choo. I'm a national. Okay. I mean, that whole thing is so full of holes, it's ridiculous. You know, honestly, if this is the best they've got, man, it's piss poor.
Yeah, I'll agree. Because it's obviously, you probably remember that I'm about 90% blind, so I couldn't read it myself. So I had my wife sit down last night after we listened to your show from Saturday.
Right.
I had to read it again, and I went, yep, that's what it is.
It's just, you know, I mean, you can tell that it's something. You see, what I see is these people are very concerned about this to the point of desperation, because this letter to me reeks of desperation. Okay, it's set off on some division of the State Department nobody's ever heard of, the consular liaison division or something. It's by, and they send it to you in an envelope that's hand addressed. They hand address the envelope. They go up to the return thing that's, and they cross out some stuff and hand initial stuff in there, and it's got stamps on it. Government agencies, you have franking privileges. They don't pay for postage.
Yep. Yep.
See, this is some kind of a special operation, and it even looks like, from what we've been told, they bogus up the letterhead, and they're running the letterhead through a copier and moving the State Department logo over to one side and putting some new logo next to it that's fuzzy, and the State Department logo is crisp. So they're running it through some sort of a color copier or something. It's just totally sophomoric, and it reeks of desperation to me. And I've been dealing with these creeps on this one way or another for 12 and a half years. Okay. This is the first time anything's ever come out of the consular liaison division or whatever it is. So just tell Mrs. Robinson you've got one word for her. Plastics. You may remember that line from The Graduate.
Okay,
Don, well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your input.
I had one more thing I was going to say.
Okay, well, bring it on, man. Bring it on.
Okay. I imagine you guys probably get it down in your neck of the South American forest there, but down in Brazil, I heard some feedback on, what's his name, Brandon House on Lindell TV.
Yeah,
and there's one lady who's a lawyer down there who is involved with this whole Bolsonaro election robbery and whatnot. But anyhow, that was kind of introducing the thing of Lindell TV. That's where Brandon House was on. Okay. And he was talking with the guy is a retired colonel. I can't remember the last name of it, but he was talking about, you know, way things are going. And the guy made the comment, and he says, you know, I'm ready to get to switch to being a national.
Really?
Yep. So,
the word's getting out on this, you know.
That was just, I just thought I would go ahead and relay it, that apparently that is starting to percolate enough to where other people are starting to hear about it.
Yeah, I guess that God in his ultimate timing is just going to wait until things get so bad that people will turn and look for any answer, and they're going to finally find this, because they've been ignoring it for years. I can't get to these people. When I do get to them, they don't see the importance of it, and they want to go cover some current event, you know. So it's all in God's timing. I put it in his hands, and all I know is day to day, I'm supposed to be sitting here trying to spread the word and explain it to people and see if we can get our numbers grown and a solid foundation, and that's what I try and do.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because okay. on my Friday evening shows that I do and my Saturday show, I generally have been making the point of telling people and mentioning the Matrix stocks and talk about programs.
Good.
So,
thank you, Wes. So, appreciate your help and your input and your friendship. So keep using your wand and keep getting better, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. You take care. And again, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Sam, who's next, my friend, here towards the end of the program? See if we don't leave anybody hanging. Sam, anybody else there on the line? Is Sam on the line? There you are. We just talked to Wes, and he's gone. Matt in Tennessee. Well, I know Matt in Tennessee. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Roger. How you doing?
I'm good this evening. How you, Matt?
Well, I'm doing pretty well, but, you know, I called in yesterday on the Saturday show with the extension of the weekday program, you know, the two hours.
Yes,
sir. And you'll never guess what happened yesterday afternoon.
I got
another letter from the IRS from the Philadelphia office.
Oh, so you got one out of Atlanta that you told us about, and now you've got one out of Philadelphia. Well, you're just a popular guy.
Yeah, and this one mentions an inquiry, and it also says that, we need an additional 60 days to send you a complete response on what action we are taking on your account. And I don't have any, I mean, it's nonsensical to me because, you know, I wasn't ever dancing with them. And, you know, I think I've told you several times I did my affidavit. I've notified the IRS. I got a passport, and I submitted my affidavit with the passport, you know, did my state agencies. And now this, two letters in a row.
Why would to the ones in Philadelphia particularly, I'd just write them back and say, listen, while you're taking this 60 days to consider my account, here's another copy of my affidavit for you to put in there and make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I was kind of bouncing around how to formulate another letter, because I am going to write, I'm going to respond to everything they send me, especially from the IRS, because I don't want them to turn around and try to tell me it was a specialty contract or something, because I didn't respond in 10 days.
No, that's a confirmatory writing. But this is always, anytime you get correspondence from these creeps, it's always a chance to respond, because they've got to put your response in your administrative file. So you just another chance to get your affidavit in their possession.
Exactly. And I was thinking that same thing, because they're going to get another copy of my affidavit with this response.
There you go. And, it's just a dog, you know, when the dog craps on the living room carpet, you go rub his nose in it. Well, that's what we're doing with the IRS. We're rubbing their nose in it.
Right. Well, I'm going to do it. I got the other one corrected and sent off yesterday before the post office closed. And I took your suggestion, especially about the legal lawful notice portion on the top. But I'm going to put together something for this, and I'll probably get it. I'll probably mail it out next Saturday on this one. Give me a week to noodle around a little bit.
Out of it. Give a little time on the letter. I'll see y'all later next week. Ciao.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.